Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
Sean Bean and Connie Nielsen star in Robin Hood, a timeless legend reimagined, where allegiances are tested and kingdoms hang in the balance. The saga begins with a double episode premiere November 2nd, only on MGM+.
Hello there. Welcome to Pod Maverick After Dark. It is Kirk Henderson and Josh Bow coming to you live once again as the Dallas Mavericks have now played 3 games in 4 nights. So if you're hearing from us often, it's because the Mavericks just keep playing basketball. Josh, how are you?
Doing okay. Doing okay. Monday night. Best time I have a back-to-back. So yeah, we'll bring the energy as best we can. But that was a...
talk about that game. I just have no idea, and I don't mean that in like a whingy, you know, how I get whenever the Mavs have looked like shit after a while. It's just that was a truly bizarre and mostly boring basketball game, right? The Mavericks, I'm not even said the Mavericks lost 101 to 94. Like how do we even begin to discuss this game? So Derek Lively is out with a boo-boo, as is his wont. I don't want to make light of the fact that he has a knee contusion, but Jesus Christ, guy, like, play. The Thunder are down multiple guys, but they're just deep as all get out. And so this game sort of had the shaping of a rock fight from the very beginning. And I kind of thought Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was going to just destroy the Mavericks, and that didn't happen. So let me ask you something. The Mavericks in the first half only allowed the Thunder to shoot 2 free throws, played a pretty good game, and found themselves still down, like, what was it, like 60 to 52 at the half? Is that basically what you remember?
Yeah, yeah. They were still down at half and then down big at the end of the third quarter. I mean, there was never really a point where the Mavericks felt, through the first 3 quarters, I don't really remember parts of the game where it felt like the Mavericks were seriously
no.
Even when the score was close, it just didn't feel, it felt more like OKC playing with their food.
The first quarter, the Mavericks did a nice job of rallying back, yeah. I thought. And, yes, and then did. The second quarter, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I talked about it in our Slack, they, you know, with no Derek Lively, I figured, okay, they're going to start D'Angelo Russell, who was key in the win against the Raptors, and Jason Kidd did not, and started Max Christie instead. And I thought that lineup didn't look great. And they got down 7 early, and then Russell came in, and they immediately got the game back within a possession.
Quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. And Russell didn't even play like an incredible game, but we could talk more about that later. Yeah. But yeah, it was a weird game because it kind of felt like inevitable in a way, you know, second item back to back. The Mavericks are, you know, a struggling team for the most part, even after that solid win against Toronto, and OKC is the defending champs. But then that fourth quarter happened. I mean, we probably should lead with the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you're right. So you're right, because that's weird. The part that was interesting.
Yeah, that was the exciting part.
It also makes no goddamn sense. Like, your tweets were just killing me. I was, because look, I'll just be perfectly candid. At around the 7-minute mark, I get a text from my wife, and it reads, "You need to go speak with your son." So when you get, as a parent, many of the parents that are out there will understand. He's 9. He should have been asleep. He was not asleep. Why was he not asleep? Lord only knows he wasn't. So I go, and I'm just talking with him. And I come back, and the Mavericks are down like 8. And I was like, well, what the hell happened? Like, they were getting like just like walked off the floor. And I talk to me. How did that even happen? Because I wasn't there for it.
It was bizarre. I mean, the only way I could tell you is the Mavericks played a lineup with D'Angelo Russell and Jaden Hardy, and they put the absolute clamps on the Thunder. Like, I don't. You have to see it to believe it. I don't know. It was like an eclipse. Like, it's Halley's Comet. It only happens once every 75 years. Like,
I just took a drink and nearly spit into my microphone.
Dude, there are possessions where they were putting PJ on SGA because PJ played a fantastic defensive game, and the Thunder were just taking whoever Hardy was guarding, the Thunder was taking his man and screening for SGA to get the switch so SGA could go against Hardy. There were a couple times where Hardy just one-on-one bodied SGA and kind of stonewalled him. Like, there was one, I don't know if you got to see it, but there was one late in the fourth quarter when the rally was fully on and SGA tried to dribble against him and lost the ball and lost it out of bounds. They ended up calling a foul on Hardy because Hardy went for the loose ball, but like, he like stopped him in his tracks a couple times, and it was kind of insane. Like, it's kind of like, wow, if he plays defense like that, like once every 3 games, he can find himself as a legitimate, consistent NBA player, even if his offense is a little hit or miss, but like, that was amazing. That was amazing to watch. And then Russell in the fourth, I mean, he had 10 assists and 2 turnovers. Like, his shot was horrendous, but like, this team just needs point guards. Like, they just do. I mean, everyone, when you look at the Mavericks' main contributors, you know, their main starters, Anthony Davis, PJ Washington, even Cooper Flagg, Klay Thompson, like, those are play finishers. Those are not play starters. Anthony Davis said his best play finisher. PJ Washington at his best play finisher. They need someone to set the table for these guys. Even if it's, I said it after the Thunder game, like, an inconsistent point guard is better than 0 point guards.
So,
and it's the second game in a row where that feels like, even if Russell can't shoot, they just need a real point guard to get everyone in the right spot.
So there was Klay Thompson was 2 of 6 from 3 tonight. And I remember both of his made 3s. And one of them came after a timeout where Mark Folwell had the audacity to say, "Love how they drew that up out of the timeout." And it was a right wing 3. And I remember watching it closely. And the reason Klay got the shot off, and it's a minute, minuscule thing, I'm sure a lot of listeners, watchers, readers might disagree with me. But D'Angelo Russell was the threat of going downhill off of a screen.
Yes.
And the threat alone meant Clay's defender was half a step closer than he would have been if Cooper Flagg was there. That half a step fucking matters. Like, I don't like D'Lo a ton. I'm not hating on him, but it's not like I'm going to buy a jersey. but the game looks different with him in there. And I'm going to do my damnedest to not get upset at his just wild swings and shot making. I mean, everything he took tonight looked like he didn't have any legs. So I'm not. And after the Mavericks haven't played him very much in preseason or the first two games, it's kind of hard to be mad at that on the second night of a back-to-back. Like, he just didn't have it. So, I mean, this was a just a bizarre game in a four-game season so far that is bizarre. And look, you guys know me that have been coming to this thing for a while. I find something to get fired up about. I don't have shit. I don't have anything.
I mean, maybe if they would have lost this game by 30 like they were on pace to at the start of the fourth quarter,
I don't even know if I would have been mad about that.
Yeah, because it's expected, like second out of back-to-back, the team was missing. I mean, they were missing Lively and Gafford, but it's hard to say, you know, OKC was missing guys. I mean, they were missing their second best player.
The Thunder are just methodical. And yes. I talked about this in a video I did for Offsides, where I'm normally the kind of guy to come in here and say, all right, look at this 68 points in the paint that the Dallas Mavericks gave up. What the fuck are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. Just that's just the thing that I do when I get hot and heavy. Okay. It was 68 to 36. And instead,
the Mavericks couldn't guard the rim. Yeah.
The Mavericks couldn't guard the rim. And, you know, when you got Lively out, when you got Gafford out, AD's playing the five, and AD was sacrificing his body tonight. He was getting knocked all over the fucking floor. I'm not going to get mad at the occasional David Hartenstein, like, duck into the dude's knees as SGA gets into the paint, does his dipsy-doo horse shit, and this is a really key point. That motherfucker was in the lane for like 6 seconds at a time with no call. Like, the Thunder just live in the key, and they get to play largely by a different set of rules. It's okay. It is what it is. The Mavericks have dealt with that on their. They were the different set of rules going to the finals in 2024. Yeah, like, we knew it. We laughed about it. Like, it's great when stuff benefits you, but I have a hard time being like, Davis needs to defend the rim better. I thought he tried.
It's not about the bigs defending the rim better. It's about preventing. It's more about the prevention
to the drive to the key, which is really hard.
There's only so much you could do guarding the rim if you're allowing uncontested line drive dribbles, you know, straight to the rim. And the Thunder were getting that pretty repeatedly. And this one, you couldn't even argue, you know, before when the Mavericks are playing their two big lineup and Davis is at the four. It's like, well, it's easier to spread the Mavericks out, get their rim protectors away from the paint, get Davis closer to the 3-point line. You can stretch him out, dice him up. I mean, right. Davis was near the basket on defense all night. He played the five. They didn't have a five. They didn't have Lively. They didn't have Gafford.
We got no
Cisse.
We got, like, yeah, which I, that actually surprised me. I figured they would have tried some Cisse minutes.
Or no Dwight Powell. Like, Anthony Davis played every minute tonight at the five. And so that meant you would think, okay, well, the defense should be a little bit more balanced because now you've got, you know, PJ at the four, Cooper at the three. You've got your athletic wings. But I thought Cooper – first NBA back-to-back, he was pretty awful. He didn't have it, not on offense. He didn't have it on defense. Didn't help that Clay wasn't great either. But yeah, I thought the perimeter defense let the Mavericks down more than, you know, Anthony Davis at the rim. Like, he did what he could. I thought he was
Where the switching stuff can really start to bite you, because you have to be so perfect in your handoffs when you're doing switches. And the Mavericks just haven't played enough yet. That's not to say that it will never come together. I think it stands a real chance of doing so once they get a little more connected. But me personally, this is my Kirk Henderson, just like guy who played basketball. I hate switching. I just hate it
because it's a coward's defense.
No, it's like one mental lapse causes if you're not switching at the right time, at the right cadence, and you and your teammate don't have that exact level of trust, mistakes are going to happen. And you're right. I think we're seeing that. This is my thing.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm looking at the play-by-play. So the Thunder scored. Isaiah Hartenstein had a dunk with 10:25 left in the fourth quarter. It was 91-69. Mm-hmm. The Thunder, from the 10:25 mark to the 2:50 mark, the Thunder scored 2 points. 7 minutes of NBA basketball, the defending NBA champions, and they scored 2 points.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. I think they only made, because now I want to look. So Harden's team made a bucket at 10:25. Then Ajay Mitchell got a bucket at the 8:28 mark. So there's one, there's two. Their third bucket of the fourth quarter came with 2:52 left. And I think that was so they had four baskets to end the game. So from the 10:52 mark to the end of the game, the Thunder made four shots. That's great.
Well, we longtime Mavericks fans have been on that end of what do you call it? Like the prevent offense where things just sort of go awry. Because I mean, the Thunder scored 39 points in the third quarter, and then you look up and they're like, what? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay. We're about halfway through the show. This is just a bizarre game, and it is a game where I am shockingly devoid of criticism. Like, I need to do a video for Offsides when I'm done, and I don't know what I'm gonna say. Like, that's I am rarely at a loss for words.
I think the only way you would have been mad tonight is if they just didn't try, but they played hard. I mean, I thought they played hard. Just the teams. This is a mismatch.
I hate watching Lou Dort.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17 point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Worked so much. Like, Anthony Davis made that and one that put it at a 92-95 game. And the shit he did going under Davis was a dangerous fucking play. Like, it's a play. It's like
yeah, he does that stuff all the time.
He's 4 foot nothing, and he's going underneath the guy who's jumping up for a shot. It's Bruce Bowen pussy shit, and I hate it. Sorry, probably too graphic on the language. I apologize. I hate watching that stuff because it's like just play basketball. Wait till he comes down and then hit him in the chops. Who cares? Meaning Dort. Just don't. Whatever. Okay, we're going to go to a quick break. Thank you for hanging out with us here. If you're listening on the audio feed, we will be right back.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
This episode is brought to you by Rum Chata, a delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. It's best enjoyed over ice or in your coffee. Rum Chata, delivering vacation vibes any way or anywhere you drink it. Find out more at rumchata.com. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025, Agave Loco Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Thank you so much for hanging out with Pod Maverick here. If you guys are new to the show and you have takes, I could use your takes because we have a secondary fan-powered show. Tonight's going to be a group therapy, not a Mavs party, unfortunately. But I've enjoyed everyone I've done this season. We've done three so far. This will be four. So hang out after Josh and I close this show here on the YouTube, and you can join that show and talk to me a little bit about what you saw. We've gotten off to a good start this season. We've played a lot, like the Mavericks played a lot of basketball in a short period of time. They play Wednesday against the Pacers, who are just like they cut James Wiseman to sign Mac McClung. So the Mavericks have it's within their sights to where they should beat the shit out of the right Pacers. The Pacers, but then again, Rick Carlisle is in his damn devil magic.
I feel like he game plans and schemes a little bit. Like shit, he does Mac, not want he wants to send Dallas to the Earth's core every time the Pacers
every time
them since he left
every time even if Luka's not here anymore. I think him and Kidd had a very just let's just call it. It's like their relationship is probably great, but I bet at the time being in the locker room during the 2011 finals was a bitch. Because it's just a lot of like it's a lot of smart guys beating each other's heads. Anyways, so hang out for that after show, and you know it'll be a good time. So okay, Mavericks are 1-2. Sorry, 1-3. Is that right? Yeah, 1-3. Yep. With games ahead against the Pacers, which we mentioned on Wednesday, then a Thursday Friday break with a Saturday game in Mexico City against the Detroit Pistons, who are quite talented. I'm trying to figure out like what is there anything else for us to take away from this game? What did you think of the Max Christie experience, for example?
I think what we talked about after the Toronto game where he it feels like a repeat of when he got traded here where he's just on fire. Like he's just making everything.
I felt he missed easy shots and made hard shots.
Yeah, he wasn't great. He was 4 of 8 from three, but then 5 of 10 overall. So what? He was he was just 1 of 2 on twos. The bigger question is you can make an argument that the Mavericks, he should be getting the majority of Klay Thompson's minutes probably. I know he doesn't have the same shooter reputation as Klay, and that changes floor gravity a little bit, but if he keeps making these threes, they just got to find a way to get him in the lineup. Because it's tough. Like if Kidd is dedicated to this Cooper big point guard lineup, you got to find the minutes for Christie, and you got to find the minutes for Russell, because it feels like when those two guys are on the floor, things make more sense. So they're going to have to figure that part out. Now, to Kidd's credit, he keeps starting Thompson, but he doesn't finish with him if he doesn't want to. Klay's minutes have been pretty reduced. He hasn't hit 30 minutes. He hasn't hit 25 minutes in a game this season. So kid is not just like running him out there just
there's
to run politics. Him out there.
There's, yeah, you know, you it's got a little column A, a little column B.
I think if kid had his druthers, he would not start Clay, but I think he kind of knows he has to play the game a little bit. And if there's one thing you got to give kid credit for since he's been in Dallas is he seems to know he has his finger of the pulse in the locker room. Like he seems to know what to do to keep that situation stable. So if it means starting Clay, but then you pull, he's the first sub off the bench and you play Christie in crunch time in the fourth, or maybe it's Russell. Like, I don't know. Maybe they'll figure it out. But yeah, that, you know, I mean, the points in the paint thing, like it was just, that's just crazy. That's the second game this season out of four where they've just been absolutely dominated in the paint. I thought Anthony Davis, he got a little jumper happy at times, but he was making them. But it just goes to show, like, he just needs, when Russell was on the floor, I felt like he was getting shots close to the basket.
I agree.
And when Russell was off the floor, I felt like he was catching the ball at the 3-point line and starting stuff way farther away and having to kind of do stuff a little differently. So, you know,
I have a thought there. So I have a distance from the goal theme that I've talked about where AD's getting his catches. There's also, and I, again, guys, understand I'm just sort of talking here. If you totally disagree with me, I would love to hear where I'm wrong. This is not a fully baked take, so bear with me. The other things I watch for when AD gets the ball further away from the hoop is first, how many dribbles he takes, because the purpose of a dribble is to get somewhere. And a lot of times when Anthony Davis is far away from the basket, he uses the dribble as a means to consume time to figure out what he's going to do next. This is all to say that, like, I take it as much stock in how quickly Anthony Davis makes his move as I do where he is on the floor when that move begins. I believe a big part of Anthony Davis's skill set is his kind of, I mean, look, man, this is a multi-time All-NBA player, top 75 player all time. He processes basketball quickly. He does. And I'm a little harsh on him because it's like, as our guy Jack said, and on Twitter today, he said, Anthony Davis loves to do the things that he's bad at. And I don't know if that's
don't
entirely...
We all.
Yes, I just said that makes him a relatable king, is what I because it's just it's like good, you know. I, for example, I like podcasting, and I just sort of think the more Anthony, it's like a quarterback with like time to throw. Like if he gets the ball and he's like sizing up, like it's Dirk and it's 2004, I'm just like this is a bad possession. But if he gets the ball and he puts it quickly on the floor and goes somewhere with it, he had a tough one in the middle of the key. Early in the game where I was like, that is a fantastic move. More of that. Just decisive Anthony Davis is really something. And I got to address this. So we got a really active chat participant tonight. Jonathan in the chat says AD mid-range is off for some reason. Jonathan, I might have to forward you Josh's before the year. It's not a reason that AD's mid-range is off. AD's mid-range has never been on statistically. It's kind of actually much worse than you imagine it to be. I sent that to a good friend of mine today and he was like, these numbers can't be right. And it's like, oh yeah. Instead, what Anthony Davis does is he dines on about 12 to 15 games a year where he looks like, you know, basketball Jesus. And that's what, and because when shots go down, everybody looks great. I'm a pickup legend in that regard. So anyway, I did like Anthony Davis's game tonight.
No. He was the main reason why this game wasn't.
Yes.
I mean, he kept the game connected in that first half, especially because I think he was, man, did he have what 17 points in the first half? Like he kind of tapered off a little bit in the second. But like, if he doesn't have that first half, I mean, the Mavericks are probably down by so much that third quarter run, the fourth quarter is probably
like a thing.
Yeah. The fourth quarter would have been garbage time the whole time. If Anthony Davis didn't play as well as he did in the first half.
Well, yes, I did say there was one play I particularly liked. It was like occasionally the Mavs had these possessions where the ball's just moving really well, but they don't have the shooters to take advantage. But there's one where Anthony Davis gets a cut down the lane and he catches the ball probably, I don't know, a foot inside the free throw line, and he jumps and he's attacking. And I kind of thought, oh man, I wish he would have just put the ball on the floor one more dribble and tried to dunk it. Instead, he threw the ball off the glass, kind of Jokic style, in a way where only he could get the rebound. And yeah. I'm like, that's cool shit. Like, yeah. You watch that stuff on replay, and it's like, ah, this is what I'm talking about. Now, we're 23 minutes into this podcast, at least according to our timer. There's a name we've not said at all. Do you know what that name is? Cooper Flagg.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not really a great game for Flagg.
Yeah, that's he hit a wall in this game, that's for sure. I mean, he looks like he's banged up injured.
What was going on with that?
He's clearly he got hit pretty hard there, and he was wearing wraps, and they were working on him pretty much every time he wasn't in the game.
Yeah.
So clearly, maybe not like super serious, but like he's feeling it for sure. We'll see if he plays. We'll know if it's serious if he doesn't play in the next game. But yeah, he was 1 of 9, and he didn't have it. He was. You know, he's a rookie. He's an 18. What is he? He's 18-year-old rookie. Like he's gonna have nights like that. Second night of a back to back against the best team in the NBA. I don't think it's a cause for concern, but I also don't. You know, the Mavericks made that big fourth quarter run with him on the bench. Like, and that's, you know, that just goes to show kind of he just wasn't playing very well.
Yeah.
And that's okay. He's allowed to not play well in his fourth NBA game after he followed it up with his last game, which was awesome. So nothing to worry about as long as he's not hurt. But yeah,
he didn't have an impact on the game. When you see all that stuff, particularly like the big wrap on his shoulder, do you know the first thing I think of?
What?
Derek Lively getting kneed in the back of the head in the Western Conference Finals and us convinced that he was just done for the year because it was such a violent collision on the ground. Do you remember this?
Yeah, we thought he'd have like be in concussion protocol for like
a month. And then he missed one game, and then that was the one game the Mavericks lost, and he was back. There's just, until I know more, I'm simply going to err on the side of this guy's young and go from there. Like when you're young, your body has superpowers. It's just a different place than when you're in your late 20s and early 30s. Yeah. So I know Ash Boeing says, gosh, his fourth game in the NBA and the first back-to-back. I have to guess that's because of Mark Folliwell and Skin being like, it's so hard. And it's like, what the hell are we talking about? 18-year-old guys that like basketball play basketball for like...
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you.
and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Like 10 hours at a time.
I loved it. I loved that. And it was just a weird point in the game. That was when like the Mavericks were like very close to getting waxed. God, the Thunder shot 20% from three and the Mavericks doubled.
Mm-hmm. The made three pointers of the Thunder. If you would have told you that before the game, you probably would have thought the Mavericks would have won by 20 points. If I told you 30 minutes before tip off, hey, the Mavericks are going to double the amount of made three pointers the Thunder made. Come on, man. That kind of makes that a tough game to lose for sure. Because
sure,
how often are the Mavericks going to double their opponent's 3-point makes in a game? Yeah. And you lose one of them. That kind of sucks.
Yes. Well, let's cut bait early. We do plenty of podcasts. I mean, I've been over since the game started. There's been four Mavs games. We've done close to eight hours of NBA content between that. Like, that's too much Mavs or too much Kirk and too much Kirk, really.
Yeah, too much us.
There's never enough Josh. the fans are always clamoring for Josh. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to close out the show. The rest of you that want to hang out and talk, I'm going to post the link in the chat. And then we can kind of go from there. Josh,
write a stats post and get it on MavsMoneyBall.com.
Yeah, head over to Mavs Moneyball. Yeah. There's some interesting. Like, we didn't even talk about the news today. I should have led with that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just we'll have more to say later, I'm sure. But Josh and I, pair of cynical jerks sometimes, couldn't be more delighted than the Mark Aguirre jersey retirement. Couldn't be more delighted. Don't care if it's a PR play. Love it. That man wept when he found out. Like, that's why I watch sports. I don't watch sports to bitch about Nico and Patrick Dumont all the time. I watch sports to see basketball players be fucking love basketball. It makes me want to go play basketball and I can't move. So. Yeah,
and he's a huge part of the franchise. Like, it's... Like, yes, absolutely. It was awesome to see.
The Wings also hired a coach, which we don't know anything about, but everybody seemed to like it, and I think that's cool. So,
yeah.
Here's the deal. We'll be back on Wednesday night, and then you won't have to deal with us for a pair of days. But look forward to that game. I am looking forward to that game because Rick Carlisle is a lunatic, and I just want to know if he's going to make Mac McClung score 20 points against us. Like, I sort of live in fear of that. This has been Kirk Henderson and Josh Bow. This has been Pod Maverick. Thank you so much. We will talk to you guys soon. Go Mavs.
And Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.